are built on trust. Member FDIC.
They reached rockets with the lead. You may want to just reload that whole thing there. And the Rockets come out now. Two receivers split wide to the right, one to the left, and running from the I formation. Back to throw is Yocklin. Looking over the middle, pass incomplete. Broken up by Chase Velker. That may have been intended for number 23, Boehringer. Nonetheless, it is third down coming up here for the Rockets. Third and 23. We apologize for the technical difficulties. Hopefully you're able to pick us up now.
I hope so, too.
As we bring you high school football from Reese, right here on Cruise 102 FM. I'm Rick Laza. Jason Partick is alongside.
If not, we just did a lot of talking to ourselves.
Well, we've been known to do that, too. Third down and 23. Handoff goes to Troy Elbers. Penalty marker on the play. Elbers only picked up a couple of yards. This one looks like it's going to go against the Rockets here, Jason. That will stop the clock with 1:52 to go, and it is an illegal block in the back here by the Rockets. So third down and 23 is going to turn into third down and a whole lot more.
Yeah, pretty easy call for the official there. Cody Somerville is out in space. They're trying to make room for Troy Elbers, but had to push a man in the back to make a little extra room. Reese will be forced to punt.
A couple updates to get you up to speed on right after the Rockets kick this one away. Fourth down and 23 coming up. Back deep on the return, Tim Warrack. Good end over end kick that will bounce near the 10-yard line and be down near the goal line. And that's where the Lakers will have it, first and 10 on their own 1-yard line. A couple updates. The Ubley Bad Axe game, Ubley 15, Bad Axe 6. And the Harbor Beach Marlette game, courtesy of Paul Adams here on Daily Tribune, 8-7. The Red Raiders trail by one as the Red Raiders got on the board first 7-0, and then the Pirates came back to score and get the 2-point conversion. It is 8-7. We also have an injured player on the field. We're going to keep it right here, though, Jason, just to get everybody back up to speed as we're just getting back on the air here after a couple of difficulties in the setup here. So with 1:37 to go in the first quarter, the Rockets scored first, second possession of the game, and I believe third play of that series they got on the board. The conversion attempt did fail. You do have that information? Or?
Yeah, Troy Elbers with a 9-yard touchdown run for Reese. That was at the 7:09 mark of the first quarter.
Okay, so and the conversion attempt failed, so with 1:37 to go in the quarter, it is 6-0. We do have a Laker player that is injured. That is number 33, Harrison Hamill. He is a little slow to get up, but he's being helped off the field right now. Lakers pinned deep in their own territory here on the 1-yard line where they have it first and 10.
Yeah, this is a problem for the Lakers, not able to move the ball as well this season, backed up at the 1-yard line. They have to be extremely careful here, or they could be handing 2 points over to Reese here. So I think you might see a couple of quarterback keeper type plays, some that's going to keep it in between the tackles, just to kind of move that ball out a little bit, then try to move up the field there. But right now Reese has got him in a pretty sticky situation.
On first and 10, Warrack up under center for the Lakers. He is the Laker quarterback. Handoff is going to go right up the middle. And Van Hooten is the ball carrier for the Lakers.
No, they gave themselves a little bit of room there. Pick up of about a yard and a half on the play, so they're out to about the 3-yard line, but still pinned deep, and right now just trying to get out of the shadow of the goalpost behind them.
Yeah, second down and 9 coming up here for the Lakers. Warrack up under center, calls out the play, hands it off, and again coming right over the middle with it. Looks like that might be Van Hooten again, the ball carrier. He'll pick up a few more yards, and that's going to bring up third down as Van Hooten picked up 2, third down and 7 coming up. 40 seconds left to go here in the first quarter, and just to take care of some communication with the studio, Gilbert, so far we are all set with the commercials here. We'll run them from here. we'll do the best we can with that. Third down and 8 coming up here for the Lakers. A couple updates to get you up to speed on. The Hubbly Bearcats extend their lead 22-6 over Bad Axe. And USA Vassar locked up at 6 apiece in the first quarter. Thanks to Paul Adams of the Huron Daily Tribune for those updates. Man, these teams are scoring like crazy. Marlette 10, Harbor Beach 8. So, trying to keep up to date with all the scores that are going on across the area, plus what we have here, a penalty marker on the play. Went against the Lakers, so they'll move it half the distance to the goal, so third and 8 turns into third and 9.
They couldn't go back too far. They're about as far back as you can get.
They'll split two receivers out to the right. Warak will work from the shotgun in his own end zone. Going to hand it off. Van Hooten trips up near the line of scrimmage, and it's a safety as he trips up in the end zone. Well, the line of scrimmage, Jason, was the one. Van Hooten, Warak worked from the shotgun. Van Hooten took the pitch from him and just could not get out of the end zone, so it's a safety for the Reese Rockets.
And that's the problem we talked about earlier, the ability to move the football, and that's been a problem all year for the Lakers, and it finally cost them 2 points here, and Reese made up for the missed extra point. They got basically a two-point conversion there, so now 8-0, Reese leading here with just a few seconds remaining in the first quarter.
Yeah, so the Lakers going to be forced to free kick it away here from the 20-yard line. We're going to keep it right here as we're a little bit ahead on the roll-up, taking care of commercial business while we were trying to get back on the air. If you're just joining us, 8-0 now. The Reese Rockets scored first on a 9-yard touchdown run, missed the conversion try, and now picked up a safety here as Walter Van Hooten could not get out of the end zone. The Lakers pinned deep. They had it first and 10 on their own 1-yard line, just not able to move the football out of there. And the Rockets pick up a safety. Now the Lakers going to be forced to free kick it away here. We have 12 seconds left to go in the first quarter. I'm Rick Laza. Jason Partick is alongside right here on Cruise 102 FM. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for bearing with us as we work the bugs out here tonight.
There were plenty of them, that's for sure.
Well,
I love technology.
Yeah, well, the problem is, and for those at home maybe wondering what's going on, where Reese is situated, it's right on the Tuscola County, Saginaw County line. That's also where the two cell providers kind of come together. You have Verizon Wireless and you have Thumb Cellular, who was bringing our broadcast to you tonight. And everything was just kind of like the perfect storm. It just wasn't working right. On the free kick, the Rockets pick it up on their own. They're on the Laker 45-yard line, and number 13, Jared Bender, advances it deeper into Laker territory inside the 35-yard line. So once again, Jason, field position, the name of the game for the Reese Rockets. They've had all three of their possessions have started out in great shape.
Yeah, and that's, this Laker defense, it's just more time they have to spend out on the field here since their offense can't move the ball very well. And that leads to a tired defense, and that also leads to points for the Reese offense. It remains to be seen, but right now this Laker defense working hard tonight.
Off-balance throw by Yachlin is incomplete. The receiver had it in his hands, and then it fell incomplete. Caleb Natkowski, the intended receiver. That'll stop the clock with 2.9 seconds remaining here in the first quarter.
Yeah, nice job by Tyler Parrish out there in the coverage for the Lakers.
The second down coming up here for the Rockets. They'll spot it officially at the Laker 33-yard line. 2 seconds to go, actually closer to 3 seconds left to go. This could be the last play of this first quarter. Yachlin going to hand it off. Coming around the near side with it is Cody Somerville. Somerville going to be forced out of bounds inside the 30-yard line. That's the end of the first quarter, where it is Reese with an 8-0 lead over the Elkton Pigeon Bay Port Lakers. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school football on Cruise 102 FM.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon Food Pride, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon Food Pride lately? You'll be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon Food Pride's roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken,